Stella Dorn and Chuck Dorn Jr. are from different parts of the world, one being from the Philippines and the other from Alabama. But fate brought their lives together in Iran. In this edition of StoryCorps, they reflect on the then 39th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution and the events that took place, while also sharing their story of meeting each other. Chuck also shares insight on deciding to leave Iran at the apex of the revolution, and Estella mentions how their love continued even after leaving Iran.
Chuck, what is so significant about today?
Today is the 39th anniversary of the revolution in Iran. The reason we're involved with that is because that's where we met, that's where we worked. And Estelle, do you want to go into some of that?
Yes. You know, for me, it's a historical fact in the 20th century about what happened. And here you and I met over there. We just happened to be there. At the same time, call it fate, we were both working. I had a contract with the Philippine government, and we were both working in the same base. We never knew each other before we casually met
at the rectorate. Well, let me throw a little background information here for me. I retired from the Air Force in 1978, but I just had itchy feet. I applied with Lockheed Aircraft Service Company, and lo and behold, I was hired, and my duty station was working with the Iranian Air Force in Tehran. Lockheed and Bell helicopter people were driven to work on company buses. There were times coming home, our buses would have rocks thrown at them by a small mob.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, after some windows were broken, stronger plexiglass was put over the windows.
Uh-huh.
They got broken too.
Yes.
So this was not a good sign at all. And we were outsiders. We were American contract workers. Some people didn't like that. They saw us as someone getting a lot of their money. So this was just another way they were showing dissatisfaction with the government and with foreigners being there.
And, of course, at the time, we didn't know each other yet.
No.
And we just met each other. It was such a casual meeting.
We were at a friend's party. He was a fellow Lockheed employee, and he had a party at his house one night. And, well, I met you and other people.
Yes.
And I met more Lockheed people.
Yes.
It was a nice social event.
Uh-huh.
And look what happened. And years later, here we sit.
Yes. And, of course, I always tease you that it was love at first sight for you when you saw me. But you always denied it. But I know down deep inside you, it was love at first sight.
I'll let you continue with those dreams. let me address my time to leave Iran. I'm a big believer your gut is much smarter than your head sometimes. I was having these feelings, it's going to be time to get out of here. So I went out to the civilian airport, and lo and behold, there was an Air Force C-5 aircraft on the ground. Well, I got on that plane. Turned out to be a Lockheed aircraft. I was the only passenger on that airplane when it left town. So I left Iran, I left my car, and had to leave many things behind, but that's not important.
So our courtship really began when I came back to the U.S., and then eventually we got married in St. Louis Cathedral.
Uh-huh.
And I can honestly say that Iran has played a very important part in our lives. The fact that you and I met, we were part of history, and we can honestly say that, especially for me, there were changes in my life, and Iran was definitely the big change. But again, today is the anniversary of the Iranian Revolution and how that has played a part in our life together.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.